Movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, getting into the holiday season. It's Wednesday in The Feed. We always talk to our friend Nick Johnston from Vinyland.com. He writes about TV, movies, streaming, all the things you should be watching or checking out this week. And coming up on the holiday weekend, Nick, what do we got?
Ho, 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 Kevin. It's me, your friend Santa Claus. I've come bearing gifts, and not of the kind that requires me to kill mercenaries on screen. Rather, I've got a selection of movies and other things for you to enjoy this holiday season.
Nice.
And now that it's out of the way, I don't want to make this into the impression 5 minute spot every time I do this, so I figure I'll just transition back to my normal voice. We got a bunch of good stuff coming out this week. It's one of those weeks where it's a big old week at the movies because of the holiday, but also a big old week on streaming as well. I've got four today, and I'm going to go through them pretty quickly so I can get to everything. But I've got two streaming titles, two streaming movies, and two in-theater theatrical releases, of course. So what do you think? We'll go streaming first and then theatrical second.
Nice. Sounds good.
First up, we've got one movie I think I've already talked about a while back on here, which was I just want to bring it up again. This is going to be pretty quick because you already know what it's all about. You probably had a chance to see it in theaters a month ago or whatnot. I just want to remind you that it's coming out on Netflix on Friday, and that is Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery, which, again, features a cavalcade of colorful characters and, Daniel Craig's wonderful Benoit Blanc solving another mystery, this time on a deserted island. You will probably know if you're going to like this movie or not, and Netflix won't have to send you kombucha, non-alcoholic kombucha, like they did to all the critics around the country this year. That's out on Netflix this Friday. So if you somehow managed to hold off on seeing that in theaters and paying money to go see it, then now's your chance. You're still technically paying money for it because you're paying for the Netflix subscription. Whatever, you know what I mean. You're probably using your friend's passcode or whatever.
Right.
Even though Netflix is trying to crack down on that. I can't imagine watching this one with ads. That's pretty funny. Next up we've got another Netflix release, and this one's actually kind of exciting. It's called The Pale Blue Eye, and it's a interesting sort of movie. So I would have associated it with a Halloween theme more so than a theme based around, Christmas time and the holly jolly. I will say a bearded Christian Bale does definitely kind of look like Santa Claus at this point, albeit one with more gaunt, like a gaunt, pale expression, maybe jaundiced at some point as well, too. But it's a murder mystery set in the 1830s at Annapolis, I believe, in which a detective is hired to investigate a series of murders that are happening at a naval academy, and he's forced to team up with none other than a young Edgar Allan Poe order to figure it out. Bale plays the detective, and Poe is played by a young actor whose name I don't believe I know. He's a newcomer. That's directed by Scott Cooper, who you may remember from directing Crazy Heart and Hostiles and Antlers and all these different sort of Appalachia-themed films over the last, 10 or so years. But I've been hearing interesting things about this one. I'm a sucker for anything Edgar Allan Poe related, and this covers sort of a really fascinating period in Poe's life that nobody really ever talks about, I think, in comparison to, him just being drunk in a ditch and dead,
right.
Or writing about ravens and or telltale hearts. So, yeah, that's out on Netflix this Friday, and I think it'll be a pretty exciting watch.
Nice.
The entire movie looks blue as well, which I think is why they called it The Pale Blue Eye. It's one of those movies that's heavily desaturated, so yeah, basically could just be in black and white, but you know what? They threw some blue in there, too. on to our theatrical releases for the week. We've got two big ones. The first is, they're both movies about entertainment, I'll say, but the first is a really cool sounding biopic called I Want to Dance with Somebody, and I'm guessing you can probably guess who that one's about.
Right.
Yes, it's a Whitney Houston biopic starring Naomi Ackie as the iconic singer It was filmed partially in Watertown, which is funny enough. And I'm genuinely pretty interested in this one. I think it'll be I love Whitney Houston, and I absolutely love Naomi Ackie, and I think it'll be really interesting to see her take on this role, which is, you know, still kind of it's a really unexplored sort of area of pop culture history, I think, aside from a couple documentaries. It's so weird to think that being in the past because of how present Whitney Houston was in culture for most of my life.
Right.
But, you know, it's hopefully it'll handle it with a little more grace than the docuseries and the documentaries have. It looks incredible. She definitely is a dead ringer for Whitney, at least in the trailers that I've seen. And I just can't wait to relive that Super Bowl halftime show one more time.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like it'll be really good.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to checking that out. That comes out on Friday in theaters near you. And finally, we've got our big release of the week, and I would say it's the big release of the week in terms of just the runtime, because, boy, this is a three-hour movie, and it is just absolutely amazing. I'll just go ahead and get this out of the way. If you are planning on taking your parents, any elderly relatives, and or children to see Babylon this Friday, you are probably not going to have a particularly good time. The reason for that is, despite Damien Chazelle's latest being an incredibly good film, like just a top-notch comedy, drama, epic, whatever you want to throw it out there, it is just salacious. It is filled to the gills with all the kind of things that you want in R-rated movies this day and age. And I guarantee you it will upset some elderly relatives. It's a big, crazy epic set in the 20s and 30s in Hollywood, right at the transition from the silent era to the sound era. And it's full of debauchery. I mean, that's all I can really say. It's an interconnecting cast of characters featuring Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie in various roles. And boy, there's so much cocaine and nudity in this movie that you will probably fall out of your seat. It's basically Boogie Nights, but for silent era Hollywood.
Wow.
And it is fantastic. It's so much fun. It's surprisingly meaningful. It's stuffed to the gills with fun references to decades old Hollywood gossip. And it features what might be the most bizarre and surprising appearance by Tobey Maguire in a major motion picture. So, yes, Babylon is out on Friday. It is 3 hours. I believe it is 3 hours and 16 minutes long.
I just Googled it real quick because a lot of times when you hear a three-hour movie, they're like 2:40 or they're just under 3 hours. This is 3 hours, 9 minutes. So they weren't holding back at all.
They were not. And I'll tell you this, it does not feel like it because the entire film is paced like, how do I put this? The entire film is paced like you've done a very big line of cocaine. It is just joke after joke after bit after bit after dramatic sequence. It just goes all at once. It is so much so soon. The first 30 minutes of the movie is basically one giant slapstick routine at a crazy party. And it just flies by. It's so fun in those opening minutes. And it's also very fun throughout. But yeah, again, don't take your parents to see this, but go see it. You know, I mean, make sure you get the small soda or
right.
Don't get the soda at all. You know, because you're going to regret it, especially if you decide to do a double feature with that and Avatar.
Yeah, that's the whole day.
Yeah, not only is that the whole day, but that is that I believe that's just too long for you to sit down without forming a blood clot in your leg.
Right.
It's like an international flight.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know a lot of people go to the movies as a tradition this weekend, so they get plenty of stuff to go watch, and I guess the three-hour movie, too, without the family members.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, I'll let you know, I would recommend the trench coat, but then again, this is art, so you don't have to walk in there feeling like you're going to a combat zone right. Back in the 70s.
All right, Nick, thank you so much. Nick Johnston, Vonyaland.com. You can read his stuff there. And we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Happy holidays to everyone out there. And may your holidays be merry, bright, and potentially full of wind and rain.
Right, exactly. Yes, thanks. You too, Nick.